It is Thursday, March 12th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
World health officials in Europe declared a global pandemic over the coronavirus yesterday morning. In the evening, Donald Trump announced a whole lot of stuff that he had to walk back after his speech. Meanwhile, the ultra-wealthy retreat on private jets to remote island bunkers. Workers from Rome to Chicago are going on strike and demanding compensation during curfews. And lastly, Bernie Sanders challenges Joe Biden to explain how he'd convince Americans under 50 to bother to vote for him based on the issues. Also, for some reason, Senate Republicans decided to give Biden a break on their open-ended investigation of his nepotism.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. And these are the stories you need to know.
For anyone who is waiting for some kind of major announcement from the world's foremost authorities, they've made it official. The World Health Organization yesterday declared a pandemic over the coronavirus. Global and independent public health experts have issued a fairly consistent set of guidelines, with the exception, of course, of Donald Trump's political appointees. The White House is now classifying as secret its meetings with top federal health officials, pharmaceutical companies, and banks over the coronavirus. Foremost among the best advice we can find, wash your hands thoroughly. Avoid unnecessary travel, unnecessary close contact, and large crowds. Especially avoid hospitals, nursing homes, and other such places. Think of the most vulnerable. Do not go to work if you have even a mild cough and have traveled. We will do our best here and on the Majority Report to get you vital information, but accurate local information will be crucial in the weeks and months ahead. Check the WHO for updates, as well as your city, county, and state government websites, nearest local newspaper, or public radio station. Follow their social media accounts. Do not rely on secondhand information. And be careful with the federal government. Trump and his cronies continue to lie to 300 million Americans about the extent of the global pandemic. Yesterday, Trump turned to his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, for advice on the coronavirus. The president himself announced new measures in an Oval Office speech last night, and he sounded, frankly, a little hoarse. Trump said he was banning inbound and outbound travel from Europe for at least 30 days. Later, the White House had to clarify that this did not include U.S. citizens or permanent residents. This takes effect on Friday, March 13th. Also, the restrictions for some reason do not apply to the United Kingdom, where Trump's ally Boris Johnson holds power and which is no longer part of the European Union. Trump blamed EU leaders for, quote, seeding, end quote, the virus in America and said he was taking, quote, action on Europe. This is more about foreign policy realignment and trade war than it is, of course, about public health. German leader Angela Merkel's speech yesterday, frankly, had a lot more useful information. For instance, she said 70% of the population would likely be infected. International health experts are virtually unanimous in condemning the slack U.S. response. Trump is doing little more than closing borders and ramming bailouts through Congress for his friends and donors. He said, quote, this is not a financial crisis. This is just a temporary moment of time. Temporary. Like the stability of the United States, apparently. Additionally, the White House had to walk back aspects of the trade of goods between the U.S. and Europe. And a major U.S. health insurance industry group contradicted Trump's claim that major health insurance would waive co-payments on the coronavirus treatments, saying that, in fact, no, this would apply only to the testing. Hang in there, folks. Pandemic impacts are beginning to hit North America. The stock market crashed again, down more than 20% in a month. A recession is very possible to follow. The Guardian reported that many super rich people were flying to their panic bunkers in New Zealand. Waves of layoffs were beginning in ports, travel, dining, and service industries. Pro basketball, the NBA, is canceled for the season. In the U.S., the burden of public health response is falling to city and state leaders, from Washington, D.C. to Washington State. Lower jurisdictions are taking upon themselves to cancel large public gatherings, close schools, provide economic and housing relief to at least some who need it. It's not playing out well everywhere. Atlanta canceled its State of the City address at the request of, quote, its sponsor, Coca-Cola. Elsewhere in Georgia, indigent coronavirus patients were being relocated to a disused state park called Hard Labor Creek, once featured on the TV show Ghost Hunters. They say it's haunted. Journalists and lawyers warned of a looming civil rights disaster in jails and prisons. An emergency soap drive for prisoners was underway in New York. The teachers' union in Chicago, meanwhile, is demanding measures for students and families, including adequate cleaning supplies, more paid sick days, citywide Meals on Wheels for students, as well as internet access and computers for when campus is shut down. Further demands include debt and rent relief, as well as suspensions on mortgage payments. These measures are similar to those adopted in Italy, which is under a national lockdown. Even there, workers are striking when measures impose excessive burdens. India and El Salvador are beginning to restrict travel.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
Despite rally cancellations by the Democratic candidates and now Trump, the 2020 presidential campaign continues. Bernie Sanders addressed his supporters as well as the nation in a speech yesterday. Sanders vowed to carry on his campaign and argued he would be the stronger candidate to face Trump. He acknowledged losing the delegate count to Joe Biden, but said his campaign was winning in two crucial areas. First, polls show voters favor his agenda. Second, he secured vast majorities of voters in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. Still calling Biden his friend, he challenged the former vice president to address the issues that matter to those voters in a debate, still scheduled for Sunday night as of this writing. Sanders also appeared on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon last night. As for Biden, he announced a coronavirus advisory committee days after Sanders held a panel on the issue and hours after Trump announced his speech to the country. And a key Senate Republican committee chairman suddenly and unexpectedly canceled a planned subpoena into impeachment-related investigation into the Biden family business dealings in Ukraine. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson said he was indefinitely postponing any Biden subpoenas, quote, out of an abundance of caution, end quote. What does he know that we already don't? And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
A judge sentenced the formerly respected, or should we say widely feared, Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein to a 23 years in prison yesterday. In addition to his extensive record of rape, stalking, and abuse, the jury heard how the producer had said actors who crossed him, like Jennifer Aniston, should be killed. Prosecutors also produced a note from Harvey's brother, Bob, who wrote to say he did not believe his brother was innocent. Lawyers for the U.S. military Iraq war whistleblower Chelsea Manning said she was recovering after attempting to take her own life in jail. Manning has been held on contempt charges and has a federal court hearing set for Friday. Supporters call it coercive incarceration and are calling for her release. Treatment of Manning has been deemed to be torture by U.N. representatives in the past. Organizers of the CPAC Conservative Political Conference spurned Republican Senator Mitt Romney this year over his support for impeachment. But according to a new report by the Southern Poverty Law Center, CPAC organizers welcomed white supremacist Republican House Representative Steve King of Iowa. Officially, King was not on the program, but the SPLC said King gave a talk at a panel on, quote, free speech, featuring a noted Austrian fascist and Islamophobe who was convicted of hate speech in 2011. That, among other far-right figures. For what it's worth, this year's CPAC may have been the vector for one Donald Trump's multiple known exposures to coronavirus-infected persons. A man who sent credible death threats to Democratic House Representative Ilhan Omar was sentenced to 1 year in prison. 56-year-old Patrick Carlino Jr. called Omar's office last year and said he would put a bullet in her skull. Forefathers would have done the same, he said. Omar wrote the judge and asked him to show leniency. She wrote, quote, the answer to hate is not more hate, it's compassion, end quote.
Quicker, quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.